3, 2, 1, and live from the 6 subfloor base for the Guys Games and Beer Tower. It's the official channel of Beer Court.
Yeah.
Grand Justices of Beer are here.
It's Skyboy TD.
Drunken Lair.
Ryan.
Tyler.
And I'm Rob. And here we go with, well, me not changing the scene. Ba-da-bum! Ba-da-bum-bum!
Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum! Ba-da! Wait a minute. Beer court. But, I have another question. Can you actually hear anything?
Yeah.
I thought we were done with that.
Yeah, no, we put it back up because I hated the sound of the other mics. They actually were that bad.
Okay.
They were that bad. I was like, oh my God, this sounds awful.
All right, well, there you go.
Well, at least...
I said, this sounds better. I will just run it through a filter before I put it on the podcast. So, by the way, if you're listening on like, you know, Apple or you're listening over on Amazon, you're getting a much better version of this than the poor sucker's listening live right now because it's just sad.
All right. So, hey, for Beer Court tonight, we have something exceptionally special. So, Larry, you want to read it?
No! I'm going to have Brian read it.
No, shit.
All right, so let me get the backstory.
Tell the story.
So, we're at one of our favorite events to cover. We're at Game Hole.
Which announced today they will be back in Madison for 2025.
At the Alliance Energy Center.
Really?
Oh, yes.
The city
of Madison stepped in, evidently. Yeah.
Parking will still be free.
And parking will still be free.
Well, that, I don't details.
They probably talked to the guys at MGC about their decision.
The good news is that Game Hole Con will be back.
In Madison.
This is where we were at.
Right. Hey, Jerome. Hey, Jerome. So I'm sure you saw the coverage from there. But so, again, we've been doing this for 10 years there. So people know our shtick and know what it is. Yeah. And Peter, who we've met before there, Peter with Dark Nebula Games. If you haven't checked out their products, check out Dark Nebula Games. There's links on our webpage for them. Evidently goes to a Latvian.
See, that's why I didn't want to read it, because I knew Latvia. I was going to screw it up.
Latvia. But he goes to a Latvian festival that's held in that area once a year, and a local brewery brews a special beer for that.
Many revolutions have been plotted over a tankard of ale in a village tavern. In this case, peasant leaders and this one I can't. Gulia, Latvia, organized the 1802 peasant uprising in the town of Kaguri? I don't know. Yeah. At the time, many Latvians were serfs trapped in a life of servitude under the German noble class. Uprisings against serfdom continued as the ideals of a Latvian national identity were also awakened and discussed in county taverns all over the current-day Latvia. Musicians, choirs, and theater troupes performed in these local taverns and helped spread the message of this national identity. Latvians were freed from serfdom in 1863, but still struggled to become fully independent people. During this time, many Latvian writers, musicians, artists, and folklorists produced works expressing this emerging Latvian identity.
Yeah, no, it continues.
Yep.
Feel free to leave
page 2.
Page 2!
Feel free to read the AI synopsis of this.
In 1873, Latvians from all over the territory gathered at the capital city of Riga in the first of many national song and dance festivals to sing Latvian songs and dance Latvian folk dances wearing regional costumes. By the end of World War I in 1918... Latvia finally became an independent country until 1940, after alternating occupation during World War II between Germany and the USSR. USSR occupied its territory until 91. Today, Latvians still gather in Riga, Latvia, every 5 years for the National Song and Dance Festival to celebrate their culture and art. Today, the Wisconsin Latvian Cultural Foundation honors Latvian cultural traditions with locally brewed Latvian farmer's ale from the Gathering Place Brewery.
So not only are you getting a can of beer.
Farmer's ale.
So not only are you getting a beer, you're getting a history lesson with this one, guys.
Yeah.
There is a warning, too.
It's a 6.2. So, where'd you get? Or 5.2, 5.6.
Yeah. There's warning. Do you want to read the warning?
No.
Consumption of this product may provoke spontaneous polka or
Prost is cheers.
I didn't read it, so I don't really know what the word
Prost.
Is.
Well,
that's a German, but...
Oh, Prost.
Prost.
Yeah. Prost. 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 Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so...
Now,
Okay, so we've actually... So me and Larry have actually tasted
And Larry drank some more during the weekend.
Yeah, so I have had...
Okay, this is really rare, so...
I will check.
Peter was very Peter was very kind to bring us his remaining stash, because this... They only brew it once a year.
Three of us have tried it,
yeah,
right?
No, Robert didn't try it.
Robert didn't try it. So I'm just taking a little
tiny
bit...
I'm just taking a little bit, too.
And letting... This is probably... Well, I'm gonna
yeah, let them.
Here we go.
No, smell it first, though.
You said don't smell
it? I said smell it first.
I smelled nothing. I must...
Really? Here, smell it out of the glass once.
Yeah, I don't smell anything. COVID.
Damn it, we're all going to die now.
Sorry.
Thanks, Rob.
To be fair, every one of my senses is shot completely, so...
Okay, now...
That's
isn't that
interesting.
Isn't that the fruitiest shit you've ever tasted?
Where did that... What is...
Blackberries.
I was trying to tell which beer it is.
So, yeah. So, this is one of the most unusual beers I've ever tried my whole life.
Because they don't tell you what...
No, they don't tell you. They just say it's a farmhouse ale.
Good
it's
for them.
Farmhouse ale.
Yeah, no.
And as soon as I taste it, I'm like, boy, and my guess is something they used for the sugar... is got a resident flavor in here, and he suspects blackberries.
Right. So, think about it. It's farmhouse ale. What do you have a lot of for a sweetener or something to give the yeast something to ferment besides the grains?
I mean, you got to feed it, right?
You got to feed the yeast.
Yeah. So, that's like,
So I'm betting they put some kind of berries in it.
Yeah.
And I'm betting blackberries.
And it doesn't feel infused or
it doesn't
taste like a rattler where you can kind of tell that it was like it was a beer
the color,
that they mixed.
It like looks like straight up like beer. And
yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. There's no funny coloring. It looks like an ale.
I've had it before where I've bought bread at a grocery store and they've forgot to clean equipment. And they had just processed something with berries in it, and my white bread will have the taste very similar to this, like berry that's hinted in it. Like, it's very interesting.
The initial drink for me was more berry forward, but I think the beer kind of pops more
on the
back because
end.
My palate's saying, yeah, it's still beer.
And that could be too.
Maybe I'm.
But as you drink it more, it tastes more and more like beer. But that first hit is like,
holy
muck, what the hell is that?
It's just softened. It's still there a little bit, but not like that first.
No.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, I was just expecting ale. Like,
that's so interesting.
Isn't that different? It is a very unique beer.
Yeah, and I doubt they're using any adjuncts or anything like that. I mean, this is a, if they're brewing a farmhouse ale... It's probably just what they use, like you said, to sweeten it.
Mm-hmm.
For the sugars, not
sugar. It's not like overly sweet, right?
No, it's not. You're right.
You gotta feed the yeast somehow.
Yeah, it's got the berry taste,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a sugary berry.
Not sugary at all.
No, it's an ale.
But as we learned, sometimes that's corn syrup.
Yeah, we can.
And sometimes it's like a rice.
Yep. You know,
so you can use a lot of things. And it will change the flavor of beer, like Budweiser versus Miller.
Right.
You know,
corn syrup versus a rice.
Yeah, and so it changes. And if they use some kind of like a berry syrup to sweeten it, you're going to get something kind of unusual in there.
It just, like you said, probably the most unusual. From the standpoint of, I suspect it's not a flavored beer. Clearly,
it doesn't say it's flavored beer.
It doesn't say,
it's berry wise.
Berry wise or shit
Rattler
like that. Right.
Anything like
it
that.
It says it's a farmhouse ale.
So, and you're right. So, when I had the same thinking when I first tried it, like, oh, this is an ale. What the hell is that?
Yeah. So I was just like, what are Latvia's main fruits? Apples, pears, plums, cranberries, blueberries, black currants, red currants, gooseberries, strawberries, and raspberries. And this might be a newer thing. Wine, growing wine industry of grapes, raspberries, black currants, and other fruits. But, yeah. I mean, this is AI telling me. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, bog blueberries, common in Latvia.
So maybe it's blueberries.
It could be blueberries.
Sour would... cherries.
Yeah, no, it could be a blueberry, not a blackberry.
Yeah.
So. No, no.
A lot of those things get mixed up just a little bit. Like we have mulberries growing in there, and they look very similar to blackberries.
They do look very similar, yes.
You know, it's like,
All right, well, let's start with the obvious one. These questions are actually irrelevant because your chance of either of these things is probably never going to happen.
But if it should happen.
But if it should happen.
The magical cooler has put a few of these in there.
The party cooler just happens to have one of these in. Tyler?
Yeah, definitely pull it out. I mean, even one to round this up, that would be a good conversation starter at a party.
Mm-hmm. Just for the history lesson on the back.
The history lesson and just the flavor is so unique, it's a great way to start a conversation with someone. And also, it's not bad. It's a solid beer, but also, you know, berry tastes very nice and mellow. Yeah.
All right. Ryan, party cooler?
Yeah, at this point. I mean, it was that first kind of like, you guys have tried it, and I'm like, okay, there's something either that's going to hit us, or you're like, this is amazing. You know, like, so I kind of had the either
super bad like, or super good.
Or great. But yeah,
no, you know, I try to avoid the oh shit, try this with beer.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I can grab this. It's, you know, it's fine. I mean, good.
Yeah.
I thought I was drinking a West of Loathing or what's the other one? Beer?
West of Loathing would be.
Yeah. Because it looks like they use that font.
Yeah, that, now that you mention it, it does look a little like that style. All right, Larry, how about you?
Yep. And I think in the previous video, I said the same thing.
You did. I just figured I'd ask again for people who didn't catch the previous video. Yeah, I'm definitely grabbing another party cooler. You know, I think the story on the back of it would suck me in, even if I didn't know what the beer tasted like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's...
I mean,
there's
it's always, a little long-winded, guys.
There's always controversy with this question. Like, do you know the beer or not know the beer? I always approach it that I do know the beer, and I'm making a conscious choice to... select it.
Right.
And I would make it, I know the beer, so I've already know the story and all that, and I'm just selecting the beer.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Rob, how about you, party cooler?
I'll party cool this.
All right.
Especially when I'm feeling chillax. It's the middle of summer.
I mean, it's virtually a cooler.
I'm chilling.
Itself.
It is, yeah, it is basically cooler itself. I would feel refreshed and really pretty drunk.
Mm. All right. All right, then the next question. Tyler, the pub?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Larry?
Yep, I'd grab a pint.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
It's an easy drinker, too.
Yeah, thank you. It's an easy drinker, too. It's not overly carbonated.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rob, pub?
So I was going to throw out, like, drinking with a famous Latvian, but I couldn't think of any. So,
all right, well, that's true.
And looking it up, I couldn't pronounce any.
All right.
I mean, still, yeah, I mean, this would be nice, like, just to chill out. This is an outdoor bar.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of beer.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be really good if you're sitting outside, you know, chilling with some friends.
Heck yes.
Maybe breakfast with grapes.
I'm very seldom a big fan of adding anything, like, fruity to a beer, but if you do it and it doesn't taste like a chemical shooting you in the arm... it's a good beer, and it doesn't taste like a chemical shooting you in the arm. It feels like they just squeeze some tasty little berries in there.
I'm with you on that. All right, well, let's see how this one fares. I suspect right now, but we'll find out anyway. In 3, 2, 1.
But yeah. Unfortunately, the Electoral College said no. I had to throw in a political.
Oh, we were doing that today.
All right.
Well, I mean, you all got to see it at the time.
Yeah, you do know we record on Tuesday nights. This is always going to fall on some election day.
Yeah, all so right. If you guys in the future are listening to this on Apple or maybe on Amazon or any of the other podcasty places, getting that much better version of this, you know, you already know what happened. We don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I just looked it up. Sorry, I know you're.
You know the future.
Okay, wait. Yeah, no. He does now.
Gathering Place Brewery in Milwaukee serves Latvian farmer's ale, made with rye and potatoes.
Oh, what? Rye and potatoes?
There's something else in
your
there.
Your own potatoes.
Just rye and potatoes?
That's what the main things were said.
What do rye and potatoes taste like?
No,
barely rye and potatoes taste like fruit. Rye
apparently. Really? Is that what it says?
And I didn't realize this.
Well, it's the fourth most popular search under rye.
I didn't realize that either.
Huh.
I thought it was in the Madison area.
Open in Wauwatosa. Maru West neighborhood and others in Wauwatosa.
No.
So
this answered none of my questions.
So we can actually go out and get it.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's a worthwhile thing.
That is a worthwhile thing to know, because I'm in Wauwatosa every once in a while. Tosa.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Judge Roberts passed verdict on the Gathering Place Breweries.
You're so going to hate me. Just so you know. Okay, go ahead.
Can I hate you already?
I mean, I expect the worst.
Yeah. Evidently. All right, well, let me hate you. Continue.
No. Say your line.
All right. So, again, Judge Rob, I'm going to mispronounce it again, passed verdict on the Gathering Place.
Currents.
Ah, places. Current. Okay.
So they missed the let.
It's too late.
AI only picked up the first two.
Latvian things. Farmer's Ale. Oh, he hates himself already.
I do. I'm pushing strawberry shortcake spread.
On what?
I'm pushing. I'm sorry. I'm pushing. I can't say it. It's so bad.
Say it.
I'm pushing strawberry shortcake's best friend, blueberry muffins, sweet stuff. I find you guilty. Such drinking.
Drinking.
So you're sorry.
Wrong. You're not wrong.
So, hey, if you are checking
bad, out... then I can, like, visualize the cartoon.
God, no!
Don't visualize it. We've talked about
this. Yeah, we've had this discussion. Don't visualize.
So, hey, if you're listening to this on the podcasting places, why not listen to the episode that came out right before this, G2B at PGX 2024, the Race to Stupid Games. Kathy from Race to Stupid Games visits to talk about their game, Race to Stupid. And that's an excellent episode. It also includes some banter about the beginning and the first day of PGX. I kind of squished them all together so you kind of get an overview of PGX. But I wanted to put some meat in there, too. So
good call.
Interview it. And it's really lovely. You should definitely check it out. But, you know, there's more G2B to check out. You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you look on the right-hand side, there's this big red and white and blue. America. 77. That says Lionheart Racing. You can check our friends out at Lionheart Racing. All the joys of racing without the rubber hot dogs. If you like memes, and who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
You can go to www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Check out the Guys Games and Beer support group where Master of Memetology Dallas throws out the dankest and dirtiest memes in the business. He's going to be lowbrow the next couple days while the tallies are counted.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's not here today because of the...
I'm pretty sure you're right.
...of elections. Anything else?
No, I think that does it.
All right. I want to thank you all very much for watching this or listening to this episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. Next week, we'll be back on the topics. We're hoping to have... we've got some interviews coming up. We just got to get it scheduled. So you'll be getting some of our best stuff. Also, by the way, way more interviews coming in from PGX over the next couple weeks. They all have to be posted by the end of the damn year because it says PGX 2024, and they're all going to be posted over the next couple months. So be ready for those. There should also be some from GameholeCon that are going to be throwing into the podcast as well. So be ready for that. New interviews, new topics. Don't forget, coming up, this is we're in November. So there is going to be the annual turkeys episode coming in at the end of the month. And that is always the joy.
Yeah, man, the big one.
And then there's brown liquor Christmas.
Heck yeah.
In December, which... none of my cards would work. We might try something creative this year. Christmas movie, remember?